This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents Anne Sexton reading her dramatic and deeply personal poems, Rowing. Riding the elevator into the sky, the play, The Rowing Endeth, and other poems.
Rowing. A story, a story. Let it go, let it come. I was stamped out like a Plymouth fender into this world. First came the crib with its glacial bars, then dolls and the devotion to their plastic mouths. Then there was school, the little straight rows of chairs blotting my name over and over, but undersea all the time, a stranger whose elbows wouldn't work. Then there was life with its cruel houses and people who seldom touched, though touches all. But I grew, like a pig in a trench coat I grew. And then there were many strange apparitions, the nagging rain, the sun turning into poison and all of that, saws working through my heart, but I grew. And God was there like an island I had not rowed to. Still ignorant of him, my arms and my legs worked. And I grew, I grew. I wore rubies and bought tomatoes. And now in my middle age, about 19 in the head, I'd say, I am rowing, though the oarlocks stick and are rusty and the sea blinks and rolls like a worried eyeball. But I am rowing, though the wind pushes me back, and I know that the island will not be perfect. It will have the flaws of life, the absurdities of the dinner table, but there will be a door, and I will open it, and I will get rid of the rat inside of me, the gnawing, pestilential rat. God will take it with his two hands and embrace it. As the African says, this is my tale which I have told. If it be sweet, if it be not sweet, take somewhere else and let some return to me. This story ends with me still rowing. Riding the elevator into the sky. As the fireman said, don't book a room over the fifth floor in any hotel in New York. They have ladders that will reach further, but no one will climb them. As the New York Times said, the elevator always seeks out the floor of the fire and automatically opens and won't shut. These are the warnings that you must forget if you're climbing out of yourself, if you're going to smash into the sky. Many times I've gone past the fifth floor, cranking upward, but only once have I gone all the way up. 16th floor, small plants and swans bending into their grave. Floor 200, mountains with the patience of a cat. Silence wearing its sneakers. Floor 500, messages and letters centuries old. Birds to drink, a kitchen of clouds. Floor 6,000, the stars, skeletons on fire, their arms singing, and a key, a very large key that opens something, some useful door, somewhere up there. The play. I am the only actor. It is difficult for one woman to act out a whole play. The play is my life, my solo act, my running after the hands and never catching up. The hands are out of sight, that is, off stage. All I am doing on stage is running, running to keep up, but never making it. Suddenly I stop running. This moves the plot along a bit. I give speeches, hundreds, all prayers, all soliloquies. I say absurd things like, eggs must not quarrel with stones, or keep your broken arm inside your sleeve, or I am standing upright but my shadow is crooked, and such. Many boos, many boos. Despite that, I go on to the last lines. To be without God is to be a snake who wants to swallow an elephant. The curtain falls. The audience rushes out. It was a bad performance. That's because I'm the only actor, and there are few humans whose lives will make an interesting play. Don't you agree? The rowing endeth. I'm mooring my rowboat at the dock of the island called God. This dock is made in the shape of a fish, and there are many boats moored at many different docks. It's okay, I say to myself, with blisters that broke and healed, and broke and healed, saving themselves over and over, and salt sticking to my face and arms like a gluey skin pocked with grains of tapioca. I empty myself from my wooden boat and onto the flesh of the island. On with it, he says, and thus we squat on the rocks by the sea and play. Can it be true? A game of poker. He calls me. I win because I hold a royal straight flush. He wins because he holds five aces. A wild card had been announced, but I had not heard it, being in such a state of awe, when he took out the cards and dealt. As he plunks down his five aces and I sit grinning at my royal straight flush, he starts to laugh, the laughter rolling like a hoop out of his mouth and into mine, and such laughter that it doubles right over me, laughing a rejoiced chorus at our two triumphs. Then I laugh, the fishy dock laughs, the sea laughs, the island laughs, the absurd laughs. Dearest dealer, I with my royal straight flush love you so for your wild card, that untamable, eternal, gut-driven, ha-ha, and lucky love. Us. I was wrapped in black fur and white fur, and you undid me, and then you placed me in gold light, and then you crowned me while snow fell outside the door in diagonal darts, while a 10-inch snow came down like stars in small calcium fragments. We were in our own bodies, that room that will bury us. And you were in my body, that room that will outlive us. And at first I rubbed your feet dry with a towel because I was your slave. And then you called me princess. Princess. Oh, then I stood up in my gold skin and I beat down the sums and I beat down the clothes, and you undid the bridle and you undid the reins, and I undid the buttons, the bones, the confusions, the New England postcards, the January 10 o'clock night. And we rose up like wheat, acre after acre of gold, and we harvested, we harvested.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.